Now, let me read on here. Verse 14, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." And this is the gospel witness, therefore. This is the message that we have to give. This is the purpose of our love. It's not something that's sloppy. And again, I have to come back and say it again. Christian love is not sentimental. It's not sexual. It's not social. It's not something that you have at the church banquet. It is something, my friend, that reveals it when we take Christ to a lost world, to sinners. That is the way we manifest our love today. It is hard to understand. I've been down with missionaries in many places. I've been with them in Israel. I've been with them in Africa. I've been with them in Lebanon. I've been with them in Turkey, although they're not allowed to be missionaries there. I've been with them in Europe, in France, and in Italy. And I want to say that I've been with them down in Mexico. I've been with them in Venezuela. I've been with them down in the Caribbean. And the thing that I note about these missionaries is this. They love people, and a lot of the people they love are very hard to love, friends. But they have a love for them, and how wonderful it is. What are they doing? They're taking the gospel out to these people. And that is the thing God's commanded them to do. And I think when they got there, they maybe didn't love them at first. But I tell you, after you've ministered to people, you'll love them. Or you just couldn't be God's child, you see. Now we move on here. "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." That's where you begin with him. Don't tell me that virgin birth is not important. During the Easter week, we emphasize the gospel. Christ died for our sins. He was buried and he rose again the third day, and all of this was according to the scriptures. And friends, if he's not who he said he was, then his death and resurrection is absolutely meaningless. In fact, he was not raised from the dead. But the evidence is all on the side that he did. And the proof of it is that he was virgin born. He's who he claimed to be. That Jesus is the Son of God, and that God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And that's the reason he could say, "Whatever God does, I do." And he made that tremendous claim that he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into judgment, but pass from death to life. How could that be? How is that possible, my friend? Because he has made the statement before that what God does, he does, that he's going to raise the dead and he's going to judge all of the dead. That's the reason he can say to you today, because of who he is, that if you hear his voice, if you'll believe on him, that you'll be saved.